He say, now watch this shit. Watch, look at 7 verse, y'all. My father. And he said, here I am, son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood will wear the lamb for the burnt offering. Abraham said, my son, God will provide. Now he's taking glory to his only son, the father of many nations, the father of.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. Welcome to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ broadcast. This morning, we will celebrate the 90th birthday of Superintendent Maurice Johnson, who resides in Leesville, Louisiana, and serves as pastor of the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ. He also serves as superintendent of the Alexandria District and as senior advisor to Bishop James W. Proctor, prelate of the historical Louisiana First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. After retiring from the Air Force, Superintendent Johnson became a civil servant and worked for 25 years for the government. His last duty assignment was customer relations specialist at Fort Polk, Louisiana. During his 47 years with the U.S. government, Pastor Johnson touched many lives. Superintendent Johnson continues to serve in numerous capacities in Leesville, Louisiana. He serves on the Leesville Area Ministerial Alliance, the Vernon Ministerial Alliance, and the Vernon Community Action Council, to name just a few. Superintendent Johnson is truly a man of God who is worthy of double honor. Even though his birthday is on Tuesday, March the 14th, we are taking advantage of this time on KAYT to celebrate this great man of God. Today's broadcast is dedicated in his honor. During this broadcast, we will be playing music from his son, Jeffrey the Horn Johnson, and you will hear an excerpt from his father, Reverend C.J. Johnson's message entitled, Let's Talk More About Jesus. We are praying that you enjoy today's broadcast.
My brothers and my sisters, put your hands together for my friend, my brother, Jeff the Horn Johnson.
read to you. Someone asked me a question the other day and said, Reverend Johnson, you say you feel like what you are preaching is right and you hold it to be the truths of God. What about people that don't understand like you do? And what about people that probably won't get to hear you or someone who preach like you? My answer to them was this. I heard the Lord say through Paul, if our gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. I'm not trying to be famous. I'm not trying to be great. I just want to convince somebody that you better obey St. John 5:39. And that scripture says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. I believe we ought to talk about Jesus. I believe we ought to tell the world Jesus Christ died to save sinners. It's not enough to just swing out with beautiful tones. It's not enough to swing out, praise God, with a lot of philosophy, a lot of so-called theology, and a whole lot of talk about politics, to stand in the pulpit, to split atoms, to stand behind a rostrum and follow me into the moon, when here on earth we have all we can do to tell the world about Jesus.
Yes.
It's all right to preach about how you saw the devil put his hip boots on and joyfully walk through blood and broken bones, also amid the woeful cries of the dying in wrecked automobiles and falling airplanes. Yes, Satan rejoices because of fires like those of New Orleans, Atlanta, Chicago, and other places. When they have snuffed out the lives of many, it brings great joy to the devil. But friends, it's not where you die, in a sense. It's not how you die. But in another sense, it is where you die. Because the Lord Jesus said, blessed are the dead that dieth in the Lord. For henceforth they shall rest from their labor, and their works do follow them. When it comes to doing our thing in the pulpit, many of the ministers today are well acclimated and at home here. We have the vocabulary. We talk like theologians, using all of the theological terms: sanctification, justification, glorification, atonement, supralapsarianism, and the like. And the rest of our theological jargon just rolls on as though we were dropped out of heaven right into the laps of men to tell them of all their theological needs. Well, you might kind of wince somewhat when I spoke about supralapsarianism. That's a great long word, but it has much meaning. They talk about the Calvinistic doctrine that declares that our predestination preceded creation, and that the order of things came at the decree of God. Certainly it did. I don't know. I believe that man can so live that his days will be shortened. I believe that boys and girls can haste away their time. This Bible says, if you will live and see good days, refrain your tongue from speaking evil, and your lips that they speak no guile. Why don't somebody say amen?
Amen.
It means a whole lot to me as a child of God to stand here and talk to the nation and the world and tell them that Christ died to save sinners. I'm not worried about what the president does. I'm sure that he's going to do the very best that he can. If it's not for the sake of the people, it may be for the sake of his party. It may not be for the sake of the party. He might have even selfish motives. But whatever it is, my worry and my great concern is telling the world about Jesus.
Yeah.
Are you going to pray for me? I'm thinking now that just a few days ago, when the enemy struck my body, and I was so weak and sick, as I moved across this great nation of ours, from Michigan to Mississippi, praise the Lord, and from Georgia to California, carrying the gospel of peace to a dying world, there I myself was slowly slipping out of time. When I entered the hospital in the city of San Francisco, doctors examined me, made pictures, took blood pressures, cardiograms was put to my heart, I made by it, how it goes. Doctors looked at me, put all my people out of the room. Well, Reverend Johnson, we have bad news for you. Man, you have the worst case of cancer in your head we've ever witnessed in the history of this hospital. We've already sent your biop to the University of California. And it came back reading like this. Not only does he have cancer, it is tied into his eye. And the only way you can save his life is remove his left eye. The doctor said to me, Reverend, we're going to try to save your life. We can't even guarantee that. I said, Doctor, don't worry about it. Whatever God has decreed, that's just what it's going to be.
Yes.
Doctor stopped walking, turned around and looked at me and said, yes, if God's going to help us, there's no telling what will happen. When they walked out of the room, I got me a handful of dimes. I started calling the saints all over the nation. I told them about my condition. I told them what the doctors said. They said it can't be so, but we are going to pray. And I want you to know they prayed as never before. My Bishop John White prayed over the telephone. Sometime that night, God came down and visited San Francisco. I didn't give him the address, but somehow God just knew where I was. Came in and took that cancer. took it away, but the doctors didn't know it. The following morning, they cut my head open. They cut all around my eye and took it out. Somebody said they laid it on the table. But thank God when they went in, they couldn't find no cancer. Because God had taken it. Say yes. Say yes. From that day forward, I've been looking away to the hills. I said, Lord, everywhere I go, I'm going to talk about Jesus. Hallelujah. He has done so much for me. I just can't tell it all. Hallelujah. Came on back from the hospitals, making frequent trips back to the city of San Francisco. Ran up a huge bill, but friends everywhere made contributions. When the time came to pay off, it was quite an easy task. You know why? Because I heard the Lord say, I will supply all your needs according to my riches in glory. Say yes, Lord. Sometime when the doctors of the night, I'm talking with the master. I say, way down in my heart, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just a few days ago, I'm still afflicted. My wife's afflicted. I took her away from here. I carried her out of the state to be with her eldest son. Well, glory. Saints, I want y'all to pray a little while. Hallelujah. I did not know when I walked away from her side that I never would see her anymore alive. But glory. I haven't lost hope. Because somewhere in the glory land, we're going to meet again. Lift your hands and say yes. Say yes. Thank you. Hallelujah. Every day of my life, I'm getting ready to go home. Hallelujah. I heard some of them old sisters said, when I was a little boy, if you talking about Jesus, if you talking about Jesus, if you talking about Jesus, he's a friend. Somebody talking about new homes. Somebody talking about bowling. Somebody talking about fishing. But if you're talking about Jesus, if you're talking about Jesus, if you're talking about Jesus, yes. fast. Everywhere you turn, you're trouble on every side. There comes a time in your life you can't even pray. But somebody kept on singing, if I can't say a word, if I can't say a word, if I can't say a word, I'm not waiting for you. And hang on. One of these old days is going to all be over. Preaching gonna be over. Yeah. Prayer meetings gonna be over. Yeah. Fasting like we've been doing today, yeah, is gonna all be over. Yeah. I'm going home, yeah, to be with Jesus. Yeah. I'm gonna hear him say, well done, yeah, thou good and faithful son. Yeah. You've been faithful over a few things. Yeah. Come on up higher. Yeah. Come on. Come on out of Louisiana. Come all the way from trouble. Come all the way from crying. I got a mansion for you. Prepared in the heaven for you. Why don't you say that? Say yes. Every day. I said every day. The joy bells ringing in the soul. Hallelujah. I think about Philip that was caught away in the spirit. He wasn't carried to a big city. He wasn't carried to no big church. But he was carried out in the desert just to go out there, just stand and look. And here come a eunuch of the queen of Candace riding his chariot. He stopped along the way and began to read his Bible. But he didn't understand what he read. The Spirit told Philip, said, go join yourself to that unit. Why don't somebody say that? Philip stood by and asked him, did he understand what he read? He said, how can I except some man guide? Yes. Yes. Upon this request, he said, get up in the chair with me. Come on. Sit down beside me and let me read what I've been reading. Said, was this man talking about himself? Or was he talking about somebody else? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Philip opened his mouth and began the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Yes. Yes. Yes, the eunuch believed God. He believed what he had. Oh, glory. The eunuch was converted and knew that he should be baptized. And he said, what hindered me from being baptized? Seeing there's much water here. And old Philip said, thou mayest, if thou can only believe. He said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Yeah.